Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, Alan, you said yesterday there's one story right now that's consuming everything. It has to do, of course, with the coronavirus. A couple of things now. We see 700 are asked to isolate in New York. California monitoring 8,400. The Dow is down 1,190 points, the biggest drop in history, and a real test for President Trump and leadership.
Well, it is. You know, there's a question as to who gets the blame. It's ridiculous, of course, because things happen. But then the test of leadership and political leadership is what their response to the exigencies of a particular situation are. Look, this is beyond easy fixing. So what happens is Trump, in his usual way, gets up. First, he sounds fairly reasonable when he has a very unusual press conference. But then, as he goes, he begins to blame, for example, the decline in the stock market on the Democrats. That's the last thing we need to do in this kind of situation. Now, listen, Trump is the guy who always takes credit, David, for whatever is good that is happening on his watch. So, for example, the rise of the stock market, which had filled up so many people's IRAs and 401ks and made them happy, is now plummeting. So while he said it was the best stock market in history and beating his own chest, he doesn't get to do that right now. So, of course, the Trump playbook is that you always blame somebody else, and his blame goes to the Democrats, obviously. Now, the Democrats, for their part, have a responsibility, too. They have to say what they would do that would be different from what we see. Right now, I don't see that. Ironically, Michael Bloomberg, who has not done well in the debates, is one of the people who has managed this kind of situation. Obviously, the former Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, has been in the Situation Room himself during these exigencies. We'll see. And my hope is that the Democrats will be able to mobilize and not take cheap shots, but say this is what ought to be happening right now. For example, the Democrats are saying we need more money, and Trump is saying we need less money. We're still talking billions. Nevertheless, the Democrats are saying we need enough money to go around to make sure that everybody is protected. How does that work? Well, let me give you an example. If you walk into a hospital room and you're a healthcare worker and you don't have the necessary protection and you are dealing with somebody who has the disease, there's a very good chance you're going to get it yourself. So that's going to mean spending a fortune on these hazmat suits so that people can do this work. That's just one example of where money goes in a situation like this. Then, of course, there's planning and other things that need to be done so that we're ahead of the curve.
Well, when we curve into next week, we'll be heading to Super Tuesday, and I guess it will continue that winnowing process among the Democrats. You know, what's your sense of who could emerge out of this thing?
Well, we know one thing. Bernie Sanders could emerge. Of course, when you add up all of the moderates and everybody else, Bernie Sanders doesn't have a majority. But he does look quite strong in terms of people who are so disgusted with Trump that they want somebody who will be a strong leader with all kinds of antidotes to the things that Trump has done. And so Bernie Sanders becomes very attractive to many of those people. There are those people who keep saying, and Bernie Sanders is trying to answer this, that he can't win, that a so-called democratic socialist won't be able to carry the day. We do know that the Russians are saying Bernie Sanders is the one that they want. I wonder why that is. It could be one of two reasons. They're not the Soviets anymore, but what they want to do is to sow as much discomfort and disorganization and chaos into the American electoral system as they can. There are those who think that Donald Trump will win if Bernie Sanders is the candidate. On the other hand, the people who are strongly behind Sanders are saying we need a strong antidote for this terrible chaos that has been created by this president.
Well, I've been hearing and seeing ads now for the census and getting everyone counted. We have some star power entering these PSAs for the census count. Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, from Hamilton, the creator of, and U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have paired up in a public service announcement. It's where we count everyone, regardless of your immigration status. And just in general, your sense of with the immigration situation, the building of walls, the fear, how a census can work.
Well, David, that's right. If everybody isn't counted, what happens is that your state and your congressional districts are at risk. So, for example, if people don't answer the door in New York who don't have green cards, who don't have legal status, and one could only ask themselves whether they would answer the door for the census person in that situation, then it is possible that New York, for example, will lose one and maybe two congressmen. There's a reason for that, and that is you have to have a certain number of people in order to have a congressman. And it looks to me like there's a real danger of being undercounted, and that's what people are very, very worried about in New York. So they're doing all of the stuff saying, answer the door. As I say, it comes down to this question. If you were undocumented, would you answer the door?
There's video, Alan, out right now of a pair of illegal aliens using a makeshift ladder to climb over the border wall near Tijuana on Thursday. Of course, we haven't heard President Trump speak much about the wall other than hearing that he wants to divert some defense funding to continue to build.
Now, David, with the coronavirus where it is, it's all up in the air. There's no question. It could be that the money that is needed for the wall, according to Trump, of course, is not really needed, and that the money will have to go to the coronavirus. Or you could just keep adding up how much this country is borrowing. But I want to remind you that when you borrow for anything, you have to pay interest and a lot of interest on that debt. And that's what Americans are facing. You know, up until now, the Republicans have always been saying debt is a bad thing. We got to lower the debt. Well, Bill Clinton did it, and you saw what happened. We can literally do away with it. But somebody's making out.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Rest up, everyone. Have a good weekend. Be safe. And Alan and I will be with you on Monday.
We will, David. It's always fun to do this.